Good morning, everyone. If you could take your seats, please, we will get started. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. We have another day of meetings today, and we're going to cover a lot of ground as usual. So let us begin. We're going to spend a few minutes going over what are the various components related to accountability and transparency. And then we're going to have a discussion about one aspect of that and how we might organize ourselves to look at that more closely. And that is in a discussion of the global stakeholder engagement related accountability and transparency recommendations. And then after the break, as I mentioned yesterday, instead of looking at the strategy panels that ICANN has had underway, we are going to use the hour 10:30 to 11:30 to talk about the recent announcements in relation to the IANA functions, and Larry Strickling will be here to speak to you about that at 10:30. And this is also our first real opportunity to just get a sense of what some of you are thinking and what kinds of comments that we may be able to start to gather around and reflect on so that we can anticipate and prepare for the public forum meetings tomorrow that are on this topic, as well as our exchange with the board and with the CEO later in the week. And then, of course, anything that we might want to say in the communique about the topic. So I think that will be an interesting session for us all. And then we have, on a related issue, an update regarding a cross-community working group to learn a bit more about those efforts and how they are working, and whether this relates to the GAC. And I think it might be just a useful information piece, but there might not be a lot there for us to do. And then we have an update on the Future Issues GTLD Working Group, and that includes its three subgroups. And then the Multi-Stakeholder Meeting Strategy Working Group, which is an ICANN working group looking at how to organize the ICANN meetings, and the GAC is an important part of that. So we will have an update on those efforts to understand better how this relates to the GAC as well. And then we do some ATRT, Accountability and Transparency Review Team activities again in the afternoon. And that includes the Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group and the Working Methods Working Group. So we'll have an update on that. So We have quite a busy day ahead of us. So you should have the materials for most, if not all, of the documents that are identified in your agendas. For the session we're about to move into on the global stakeholder engagement matter, we're printing up the relevant documents for that, and including some draft terms of reference to set up a working group so that we can have a discussion about that. It's also been circulated to the GAC email list, so it's there if you prefer it electronically. Okay, all right, so let's get started. So our first topic, again, is to just do a bit of a stock take about the Accountability and Transparency Review Team recommendations. So you will recall that there was a first review team that concluded its work and forwarded a set of recommendations for the GAC to consider. And most of those have been implemented or pretty much taken care of. There are some outstanding issues or where more effort is needed because of the complexity and the need to consult and work with others. And that really is focused around the issue of engagement with other parts of the community in policy development. And for us, most of that effort needs to be focused on the generic names supporting organization. So that's being handled by the Board GAC working group that we set up. And we have a co-chair from the GAC, and that is Manal Ismail from Egypt. So Manal will be taking us through those efforts and providing us with an update and inviting us to renew the BGRI on the basis of a charter later today. We have a new set of recommendations as well from the second review team. So we've just received those. I understand that the board intends at these meetings to make a decision about implementing and moving ahead with those recommendations. So this is a good time for us as well to organize ourselves to now look at the second set of recommendations related to the GAC, in addition to those remaining issues from the first review team. So this is what I hope we can get clarity on today in looking at those. So if you look at your documents, you have references to the new recommendations. Excuse me. The new recommendations from the second review team, and there is a briefing from before when the recommendations were finalized, so it's a really useful briefing for us, but there may be some changes between that came in after the briefing that is identified here. I mentioned the Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group. And coming out of that is the GAC GNSO consultation group. And then as well, like I mentioned, we will spend a bit of time in our next session to talk about the global stakeholder engagement thread and as well the GAC working methods working group. What has been proposed is that we, as I say, renew the charter of the Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group to help us guide our implementation and consideration of the GAC related recommendations. And I wonder whether Egypt, whether you could Perhaps everybody's moved this morning, so it's making it particularly interesting for me to find people. So please go ahead, Egypt. If you could just take us through that piece of things and perhaps how we're going to handle the end of today. We have some related sessions.
Thank you, Heather. Sorry, I'm not clear. You want me to go through to this evening's agenda for both the BGRI and the GNSO GAC meeting? Or?
I would talk about the BGRI first and foremost, and then we can, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So as Bill Graham has already circulated on the mailing list, there was a recent board meeting at which it was agreed to extend the board GAC working group term to continue to facilitate the GAC-related ATRT2 recommendations. And those were also identified at that meeting. There is a proposal for a charter for the working group that was circulated also on the mailing list. And we will be looking forward to go through this charter and hopefully adopting it by the end of the meeting. It's the only agenda item on during this session. Of course, in addition to what may be the way forward or how we are going to proceed with things. So, thank you.
Thank you very much, Egypt. Okay, so there we have an update about the Board GAC Recommendation Working Group. And let me see if we move through to the GAC Working Methods Working Group. Can I ask Spain to give us just an outline of I keep looking in the wrong place. Spain, please.
An outline of what we've been doing.
Regarding the ATRT2 recommendations, there are some, I think, that colleagues might find useful to discuss in the Working Methods Working Group. So if you can give us a sense of how we might take some of the ATRT2 recommendations and address them in the working group.
Okay. There are, in fact, several ATRT2 recommendations that impinge or are related with the ones that the Working Methods Working Group have been working on, notably the ones related to transparency of the GAC and engagement of more governments in the GAC. So the current text of the ATRT2 recommendations tags the Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group, the BGRI, to work together with the GAC in trying to find avenues or ways to make GAC more transparent and easier for the community to understand the rationale behind their recommendations. What I suggest is that these kind of recommendations are taken by the BGRI together with the GAC working methods. So we work together to try to find a way to implement those recommendations. That could be useful because the GAC working methods could contribute the government's view on those issues, and the BGRI can contribute the external, the outside vision on these issues. But I think ITRT2 recommendations are still being considered by the board, so all of this is tentative until the board endorses or not the recommendations. Thank you. If there is something that I have not dealt with appropriately, please let me know and I'll try to explain that better.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Okay. So to your last point, the board is expected to make a decision at these meetings to move forward and have asked staff to prepare an implementation plan for all the recommendations. And the piece that we tend to focus on are the recommendations related to the GAC. So in setting up the board GAC recommendation implementation working group, and having the working methods working group looking at different aspects of the GAC related recommendations, it's a way for us to focus on those particular recommendations. But I think we can expect that their planning and thinking about the implementation plan is quite far along, and quite a bit of effort has gone into moving along with them. So I think unless there are any questions or comments at this point, I think we can probably move on to the next, and then we can return to these topics a bit later today. Iran, please.
Thank you, madam. Good morning to you and to everybody. Yeah, we see changes, people around. Yeah, first row by nice, good colleagues all together. Madam, I look at this document and I see many places talking of increased transparency of the GAC. What are the examples that we are not transparent? It's good that we know and we improve ourselves. We are always for improvement. But saying that to increase transparency without giving any examples either to you, if they don't want to be public, although everyone should be transparent, they also should be transparent to us. But saying that increase transparency, or provide rationale means that we don't work transparent. And we don't have rationale for our decisions. Perhaps we need a little bit more clarification on that. Some examples that we require to increase our transparency, and some examples that the advice of the GAC was not accompanied by sufficient rationale or did not have any rationale at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. I think it is important for us to have clarity around what are the reasons for the community via the accountability and transparency review team process to refer to transparency-related matters and to understand what are the factors driving that particular recommendation, this is something that we will be spending more time on as we move ahead with the working groups to look at these issues and to address transparency related matters along with the other recommendations that are there. Okay. All right. So let's move. Spain, please.
I forgot to tell something about the ITRT2 recommendations. There is one recommendation, number 10.2, which is not in the section dedicated to the GAC. It's afterwards. And it's related to what we called early engagement. In especially in GNSO policies, That part of the recommendations is taken on by the GNSO-GAC consultation group at the moment. So I think that could continue to be so. And what I could suggest is that all GAC-related recommendations are grouped together so that it's not it's easy to have them in just one place. And there are some other recommendations that relate to not just GAC internal matters, but internal countries matters, such as how countries must form their national position, whether they have to consult with the stakeholders or not, how they prepare for GAC meetings and so on. They don't relate to the remit of the GAC Working Methods Working Group or either the GNSO-GAC consultation group. And I don't think they should be tackled by the BGRI group. This is the part of the recommendations I would be more critical with. And I don't think the board should work with the GAC to implement those. I think it's up to each government to decide whether or not to take their on board. Thank you.
Thank you, Spain, and I think this reflects an earlier discussion we had as well in an exchange with the ATRT too. I think some in the GAC expressed concerns very similar to the ones that you're expressing now. So it's a matter, I think, of identifying what are the recommendations that we do need to focus on and to address the comments coming from the community about transparency, but taking into account the way that governments work. And this reminds me that one of the recommendations from the second review team is to hold GAC information sessions for this community, or find a way for this committee to be able to explain the way it works, and the idea is that would facilitate a better ability to influence work happening in other parts of ICANN. And so on Thursday morning, we will have an opportunity to do some planning with the lead from Sweden to put together such a session to actually hold in London. That's the plan. So that's one of the ways in which we're already starting to take some of those recommendations and move ahead with them. And so this will become a bit more clear, I think, when we go through the recommendations and setting up a renewed Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group later today. Denmark, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I would like to welcome that we get an implementation plan from the board very soon. We are looking forward to that. And I would like to echo what Gemma has said, that I think it's important that we find a way or a place where we can discuss the recommendations that fall out of the other working groups, especially the ones that are really pertaining to internal GAC matters, and that we discuss them here in the GAC ourselves. I think that's very important. Thank you.
Thank you, Denmark. Okay. All right, so let's move to the next session, which is to focus in particular on the global stakeholder engagement-related recommendations. Lebanon, would you like to come to the front? Sure, great. All right, so just to give you a bit of an introduction to this, You are likely aware that ICANN has quite a large stakeholder engagement effort and has been busy setting up regional engagement plans, and I know many of you have been involved in creating those regional outreach plans, and much of the engagement involves outreach to governments and intergovernmental organizations, and via the work in the Accountability and Transparency Review Team, it became clear that it would be useful for the GAC to be giving some guidance and for us to think about how to coordinate between this committee, populated by governments and IGOs, with ICANN's wider efforts to engage with those same entities. So this resulted in a recommendation to work with stakeholder engagement staff and come up with some guidelines in the GAC. And so this is why we're proposing to spend a bit of time on it today and to begin moving forward with an effort within the GAC to contribute to that. So can I hand over to you, Lebanon, to start us off?
Thanks, Madam Chair. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you all. I guess we have about 15 minutes or 25 minutes, depending on how we look at it. Let's, if I may suggest at the beginning, to start by getting the feedback from the floor as to if there is an issue, what the issue really is, before we decide as to the formation of the group, or does it require a separate group or one of the existing groups if possible. Anyone would like to weigh in here, please? U.S., please.
Thank you. And what I would sort of suggest is, I think this is a really important subject for us to take on. So I would be very happy to participate in a new working group that focuses explicitly on this subject. I don't quite know that it would fit under any of our existing working groups. So I would be more than happy to endorse the concept of a new working group. Thank you.
Thanks, U.S. Other comments? Let's hear on, please.
Thank you, Imad. Sorry for my ignorance. I don't understand what is the purpose of the group to do what. Thank you.
Madam Chair, would you like to...
thank you. So the idea is for us to find a way to contribute and coordinate with ICANN, in particular the stakeholder engagement group at ICANN, in light of their outreach efforts to governments and IGOs. The specific recommendation is asking us to develop guidelines with the stakeholder engagement group about conducting that outreach. And if you can imagine that that there are topics under discussion in the GAC, and also these additional channels, if you will, that are open to governments, that there is potential for what we do here to have an impact on that, and what they do there to have an impact here, that it's the idea is to surface some of those issues and do a bit of thinking about how that effort can reinforce this committee and help support our efforts here. I think that the GAC is an important process, and our consensus process here is one of a lot of value. You know, if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't be here. And so to reinforce that I think there are things that we can look at as a consequence of this review team recommendation in order to reinforce that point. One of the challenges that continually arises within ICANN is that we are not understood. They don't understand the why we work the way that we do. And some of our colleagues at ICANN maybe are less experienced in dealing with governments and dealing with government officials. And so if we are going to do things like engage with other parts of the organization like the GNSO and address some of these problems, we need to find ways to be able to make clear what this committee is and how we work, and then to have the support that we need from the organization, and that includes the stakeholder engagement piece. So, yeah. European Commission, please.
European Union.
Thank you. Commission. Well, the union together with the 28. After this nice explanation of you and the good explanation, I mean, of course, for us, it's obvious that we should engage in this. This is extremely important. This has always been our policy also in this area, and I would definitely like to second the thoughts of the United States here. So, of course, we would also like to be on this working group and work hard to engage the world.
Okay. Sorry, I cannot recognize the country, but please go ahead.
Hi. The African Union would like to be on this committee in view of the fact that many of our member states have difficulty in consistently following what goes on in the GAC and ICANN.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. OIC also want to engage in this framework. We can help. Thank you so much.
Could I please first hear and then... Please.
Thank you. And thanks to everyone who's clarified sort of what this group is about and its scope and so on. The Australian government would be very happy to participate in this working group too. I think I agree with my US colleague. I can't see a working group that is existing that would do this. And one thing I think for us to look at relatively early, it's obviously very important that this is improving relationship and working with the GAC, existing GAC members and so on. Another important part is outreach to countries that are not currently engaged with ICANN and the GAC. And there appears to be two recommendations which are potentially relevant here. 6.8 is clearly in, at least on my reading, and 6.9 potentially as well, where ICANN actually, where ATRT is asking the board to instruct the GSE group to do things with community input. And obviously, I think we would consider ourselves to be part of that community, particularly as part of it is going to working out plans to engage people in other parts of the world and to make ICANN's work more relevant for stakeholders globally and so on. So I think we should be having a mind to how we can potentially input to and work with the GSE on recommendation 6.9 as well.
Thank you. I have Argentina, Iran, and Turkey, but before we do that, I really would like to read 6.8 for those of you who may not be familiar with it yet. ATRT2 recommends that the board works jointly with the GAC through the BGRI working group to work with ICANN's Global Stakeholder Engagement Group, GSE, to develop guidelines for engaging governments, both current and non-GAC members, to ensure coordination and synergy of efforts. I'm not going to read 6.9, but the basic idea is to make sure that, or to ensure coordination and synergies. Argentina?
Thank you very much, and Argentina would like to be part of this working group, bringing the perspective from Latin America. Thank you.
Iran?
Thank you, Chairman. Rather than announcing who will be member of the group, let's go to the work. Then the membership is quite easy and so on. Let's not spend the whole morning that who would like to be member of the group. I think there would be many people that are interested. So if you and Chair agree that we just go to the activities of the group, and then the membership will be an administrative issue, will be handled quite easily. Thank you.
Thanks, Iran. Turkey?
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Yes, I think we need a dedicated group for this outreach effort. And yes, I believe in the inclusiveness of all the stakeholders and the governments. I think there's still a lot to do as far as outreaching the new governments and new IGOs. And I'll be happy to contribute, be part of this new group. Thank you.
Okay. I don't see any more hands up. If we go, let's try to go to page 3 of the document that you received. Oh, sorry.
From Mali, I will second participate of a group.
Thank you, Mali. If we go to page 3. There is the title is Proposed GAC Working Group on Government Engagement. The possible term of reference for such a working group are examine and report through the GRI and in consultation with the ICANN, GNSE or GSE, on possible measures to implement ATRT2 recommendation 6.8, but also I would like to add 6.9. These should include, but are not limited to, identifying the respective areas of operation of GAC and GNSE with regard to engagement with national governments and intergovernmental organizations. And I see all intergovernmental organizations in the room volunteer to be in the group, by the way. Identifying existing and potential synergies between the respective areas of operation and practical measures to make best use of such synergies. For example, common databases and improved working level communications. Third, developing guidelines for endorsement by the board that give effect to recommendations 6.8 and 6.9. This is a proposed terms for, the proposed terms of reference. Any comment, please? Having no comments. Okay, I guess we're going to beat the time. So next is, when do we have our next meeting for the group? Okay.
Thank you. I see a request from Sweden.
Sweden, please.
Thank you. I'm not sure I missed anything in the mail, but this document was just distributed to a couple of us. We didn't receive it. It just came in the mail, so we haven't been able to read it. So I guess if we report to this working group to commit to it, we can discuss this paper further down. So just the fact that you're not getting comments now is not to be taken that there are no comments. Thank you.
Clear. Noted. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So I think we have been able to introduce this idea, and there does seem to be support that we move ahead. What I understand is that a bit more opportunity just to look at the particular terms of reference would be useful to colleagues. But if we can finalize these by the end of the week, so I would ask Tom if you could be responsible for compiling any comments and making adjustments to the terms of reference with the aim of finalizing them. And then we can move ahead with setting up the working group and beginning to look at these issues. I think working intersessionally is going to be useful for this working group to prepare us for a discussion in London, looking more closely at this issue. And as well, while we are here, we can also talk to the global stakeholder engagement folks. I think there were meant to be a couple of staff here. There they are. All right. Thank you, Mandy and Nigel, for sitting in. Sure. Yes.
We can't hear you, please.
Sorry, I won't keep you. I'm Nigel Hicks, and I'm the Vice President for GSE for Europe. But I just wanted to say on behalf of the GSE team that, absolutely delighted that this working group is going to take shape. And obviously, it's completely up to you how you run this working group, and we as the staff will provide any resources and whatever that you think is appropriate in whatever way, either before London or not London or whatever. I mean, the GSE team, as many of you know, is expanding. You've had the opportunity perhaps to see some of the team here in Singapore. We have an office here in Singapore. The team has many different backgrounds. Some are from government, of course, and some are from industry, and some from other parts of society. But we all have a common purpose with you, and we obviously have to work with you, and we want to work with you, and we do work with you in many areas. So thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Thanks to the GSE team. I would like to thank everyone. We'll wait for comments to be sent through Tom, and we'll get together. We'll get together a schedule as to how to proceed. I really appreciate it for everybody, and I think we beat the 10 o'clock time. Thank you.
Thank you. We're just seconds under the wire, I think, for a break.
I could leave, correct?
Yes. Thank you. All right. So let's take our break until 10:30, and let's begin sharply at 10:30. Yes, enjoy your break, and we will continue with our day. Thank you.